This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to Bold Girl Biz Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to fearless and brave entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Robbie Walls. So consider yourself one step closer to success. Why? Because you're going to hear lessons learned through failures, setbacks, and sometimes laughable moments in business. And the resilience it takes to get back up, shake it off, and move you from failure to success as a way to grow your business and build income. Let's go. Hey, welcome everyone to Bold Girl Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Walls. I'm super excited about today's guest. She's a highly successful and competent executive recruiter, and she owns and operates True North Consulting that conducts executive searches on a national basis. Her most recent adventure is called Yes Athletics. And this is super, super innovative. And I am so excited to welcome her to talk about her new and most recent launch of Yes Athletics. And you're going to love it too. Here to talk, Bold Girl Biz is a bold girl talking biz. Let's welcome Deb North to the show. Hi, Deb.
Thanks for having me today.
Oh, I am so excited. I just want to let everyone know that you are just a mom, super mom. That's what I want to call you. And you are, and you are really doing things during this season, this time of 2020 that, you know, we have challenges during this time, but you have managed to just really launch and come out with just this fabulous idea with Yes Athletics. But I don't want to like steal your show because I want you to tell us all about it and our audience. And then we'll just go from there. So let's start with you and how you got started.
So my daughter, my youngest daughter, three girls, they're all athletes. And my youngest wanted to try wrestling. And I thought that was so super cool. She wanted to try it.
I love it.
So first year we went in there and she did it. And generally these clubs are so amazing and they welcome you with open arms. And so the first year, because I wasn't sure how serious she was going to be, we did the loaner shoes. Every club has them. So the second year she wanted to do it again. I said, okay, we'll go buy you shoes. Well, the problem is they don't have anything for girls. They're all black and white or, I mean, you can picture the wrestling shoes, right?
So, yes. Yes. My son used to wrestle. So absolutely. Yes.
Men's sizes and there's just nothing cute and girls. I mean, they're still girls at the end of the day and they want to look cute and they want to feel feminine. And so I said, this doesn't exist and we need to make it exist. And so
yes.
I found some suppliers and got some bids and got some samples and picked one. And we've launched and we have our first shoe is called the Defiant One. It's pink and gray. You can see it on our website, yesathleticsusa.com. So we're really excited. They're shipping out now all over the United States.
All over the United States. So let's just go back a little bit because you actually created a shoe for girl athletics for wrestling. Like that is super, super amazing.
Well, you know, these girls, they need support. I mean,
yes,
a lot of times they walk in and, you know, the adults are, they always welcome them with open arms, but I mean, you've got, it takes a lot being really, really brave because the girls walk in and they might be one of a couple girls and the boys, you know, these boys are brought up. I mean, it sounds like you have sons. They're brought up to not hurt girls. And
correct.
So they kind of lay off the girls, but then they get beat and then they have to suffer that humiliation. So the boys are a little reluctant to have the girls there a lot of times. And then mm-hmm. the girls, because it's kind of unique. I mean, it's not dance and pom and cheer and traditional.
Right. Girl traditional girl stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes okay. they get made fun of. So, you know, I mean, these girls are so brave. They're so bold. I think they're amazing.
I love that.
They need supported. And so they need supported through gear specifically for them.
Yes. And that's what this show is all about. It's about stepping out and being a bold girl, but you being a bold mom and really saying, hey, you know, there is no market for women or girls' shoes for wrestling. First of all, right. girls are not supposed to wrestle and yada, yada, yada. So how did you enter into that when your daughter said, Mom, I want to wrestle?
How did we decide which club, or how did we just?
Yeah. So, because like, I know at our school, girls are not allowed to go into the field of wrestling, and I may be, you know, old school or whatever, but so now that has changed, that game has changed.
Right. So there's, I want to say something like 30,000 estimated girls that are wrestling right now
awesome.
In the United States. So I live in Kansas, and last year in 2020 was the first sanctioned state wrestling specifically for girls. So the few so girls cool. that did it before would wrestle boys, and they were in the same state. So, I mean, let's face it, they're, you know, no dad wants their daughter.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Boy, right.
Right. So right. Sweaty boys.
Not, yeah. They're entangled enough besides that. So they created specifically a girls, you know, brackets and state, and it got a lot of support. And so last year were the inaugural state champions in the state
that's
of Kansas.
So
and I know,
cool.
in, you know, Ohio, I'm pretty sure in Missouri, they have their own state sanctioned also. You know, Ohio's big, Pennsylvania, California, Washington State. And then just besides that, there are girls that are super serious and wrestle year round.
Oh, love it. Love it.
All throughout the pandemic, it's been done safely.
Uh huh.
So yeah, it's a big sport.
It's a big sport. Yeah. And so speaking of the pandemic, you decided to launch this business during this pandemic. Was it challenging or was it hard? So talk a little bit about that.
I think, you know, as an entrepreneur, you kind of just, you obviously are a little more, you know, have a higher tolerance of risk generally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I was ready to go. I mean, the plan was to place an order, be ready to, you know, fulfill orders come August. And the pandemic hit in March. So yeah. you know, I kept pushing it off and pushing it off. And I finally just talked to some mentors. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I mean, this is during the time when, you know, nobody knew if there was going to be sports in the fall, nobody knew what was going to happen. And so, you know, what we did was we did some pre-orders, we did a Kickstarter, just kind of gauge demand. And it was definitely a learning experience. That's when I really learned how much wrestling was going on in the United States at the time.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, my company is called Yes Athletics, and it's all about saying yes to scary things. And
love it.
I mean, that's the premise of my company. So I kind of just didn't have a choice. I mean, I needed to just pull the
step
trigger
out there and do it. Yes.
I won't lie. It's definitely scary. I mean, I got a lot of shoes to sell. I mean, I walk into these retailers still, I mean, and you know, Dick's and Academy and all of them. And there are no shoes for girls. And so that's my plan right now, to try to get them on shelves and get them more visibility besides just my website and, you know, through e-commerce.
And get it out there. And so talk about what has been any setbacks. I know this has been a learning experience for you. Definitely a journey that we don't know during this pandemic what could happen. So you just continue to just walk, right? So what has been some of your setbacks?
Well, I think the word that a lot of people are using right now is pivot.
So
you're going along and you just have to pivot, because yeah, everything came to a standstill in, you know, March and April. So I think the biggest challenge, and it wasn't a huge setback, it was just, I've learned so much throughout this. And so just shipment. So, you know, products in California and you want it to get to Kansas City, and there's fires in California that's holding up
that's
the rail.
Yes.
And then for some reason I went to Chicago first, and then apparently there's this huge rail backup. So we've all experienced the lag and the delays in like mail and package deliveries. So that is just exaggerated with these giant shipments on rail and trucks. And it's a huge backlog, and a lot of it's just because of COVID. Everybody pulled back, and they haven't put more containers into the market after. So yeah, it's an interesting dynamic that you don't really account for, and you don't plan on, you know, you plan on the 6-week time frame that you're given,
right.
And it extends. So you just, again, you just requires a lot of patience, and I have a strong faith. So God always has a plan.
Yes,
it's all going to work out.
I love that. And so when you have these shipments, and you just, I saw the shoe is, go to the website, everyone, and it's on YouTube. But the shoe is absolutely fantastic. It looks nice and pink and sleek. Do you have another model? I think I just saw one. Do you have different colors and different make and models?
So yeah, that was one of the decisions I had to make, was I went ahead and just did one color to start, because there was so much unknown. I mean, originally there was going to be, you know, a lavender color and a teal color. So originally there was going to be three colors. So the initial launch was just one shoe. That's one pivot we had to make. I am working on a shoe that is going to be a little bit higher price point. So this one's called the Defiant One, and that one's called the Champion One. And going to be engineered a little bit differently, but a little bit higher price point.
And how much is your shoe starting now, if you don't mind telling the audience?
Suggested retail $69.99.
And that's a great price.
I will say that right now, through the month of November, I mean, we just have so much to be thankful for. I mean, we have been able to do sports this fall. I mean, we have been able to go into wrestling matches. So if you use the code THANKFUL during the month of November, you get 10% off.
Awesome. Awesome.
And there's only free shipping. And the goal is to have 2-day shipping. We're doing our best to try to get, I mean, I have a great fulfillment partner, and they will get it out as soon, you know, the same day. And you should have it hopefully within 2 days. Now, I don't have any control over that. We're relying on UPS at that point, but they've been another really good partner.
That is awesome. And so when I think about your shoe and the development of it, did you have a team that started off this entire development? I know you had the birth of it. Talk about your team that helped you develop it, or did you just do it yourself?
So honestly, my girls were my team. My
awesome.
Daughter.
Yeah.
And so when I would get samples in, you know, my daughter that wrestled would wear them and tell me feedback and things. And then I had a focus group of girls that are now my brand ambassadors, that would also give me feedback. And so, you know, some of the things we did through the final version, was one of the most important things, was we added this like zipper pouch pocket on the tongue of the shoe, so that you can put your shoelaces there, because you can get disqualified if your shoes become untied.
Yeah, that's so smart.
We just added a few, you know, things like that, and brought the sides of the bottom up a little bit so you could have a little better grip for side moves.
So cool. So do you have any intentions on going to take this to like Shark Tank? That just came to my mind. So I said, let me ask the question.
Again, so I live in Kansas City, and it's like an amazing entrepreneurial community. There's so many resources, and there's so many people that want you to succeed. And so right now I'm actually in a class called Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
It's through the Johnson County Economic Development Council, I believe, ECJC, Economic Council of Johnson County. But they teach you all about like how to make a pitch deck and how to different types of financing you can do. And it's been really, really amazing. And I mean, eventually to increase production, to do different colors, to do, the right person, the right shark could help me get on those retail shelves, could you know, help me grow this, to get into different potential lines of other, you know, another growing sport is football and flag football for girls.
That's my next question. Girls and football. I mean, because now we have a female football coach. So, I mean, next up are women football players.
Right. So, yeah. So all these non-traditional sports, and even though it's not necessarily non-traditional, apparently I've had a lot of feedback that it's hard to find good basketball shoes. So, yeah, I mean, with the right investment, we could do a lot. We could definitely do a lot more.
Exactly. So, and I'm in the sport of basketball. I love basketball. And yes, we always had to go to the guy's shoes, or, you know, they have women's shoes, but, you know, they're built like the guy's shoes. Right. So right. Definitely you have a market there. And I think this is just so entrepreneurial, so fabulous to just put it out in the world. And then so absolute correct to put it during this time of this pandemic. And the fact that wrestling is still going on, even the schools that are, of course, are face to face.
Right. I mean, of course there's all kinds of extra cleaning and safety measures. And I think it just depends on the municipality, but, you know, some wear masks while they compete, some just up until they compete. So yeah, there's a little bit of risk, but then you look at the numbers and I think, you know, for kids, it doesn't seem, there's always going to be anomalies. I will say that, but I mean, I think the statistics show that kids don't, suffer as much. They're not as likely to catch it. I mean, just based on the stats. So maybe they're looking at those numbers. But yeah, it's been done safely. None of the big events have been any kind of super spreader event.
Nice.
So they've been taking a lot of precautions to make sure.
That is so good to hear. These girls, you know, they are really brave and inspire. Like, I am so inspired that they are taking this, you know, this gut move and this step into this man's world that we live in. But now women are so coming up. We're so coming up. And that's why I was so excited to interview you today, because there are some moms out there right now that have an idea, and you are such an inspiration to other women entrepreneurs to say, hey, just put it out there, get involved. Talk about when you first stepped out and said, okay, I have this idea. How does one get to, like, what would be that first step, or what group did you join to get you started?
I'm fortunate in that I have a lot of really bright, successful friends. I think it's, you know, you become like the five people you surround yourself with, right?
Yes, Jim Rohn said that. Yes.
Uh-huh. So, right. So, I mean, I have great sorority sisters that are successful. I have a great network of girls that I went to high school with. So I think you just find your mentors and the people you trust. And that's where I went first was, you know, I have a friend. She's the tough love friend. She's not going to... I think when you have so much history with people, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. Christine's not going to tell me what I want to hear, right?
She's
going
to be like, right.
You're crazy. So she did not think I was crazy. She loved the idea. So, and then from there, you just kind of, you know, make a plan and continue just to surround yourself with really bright people. So, you know, you have to find the right attorney, the right CPA, the right marketing people, the right communications people. And even then, you know, you think you have a plan, and, you know, like the marketing communications person I hired, I mean, even then, I mean, each brand has its own like color palette and all these things you learn about branding. And so, I mean, it's, you continue to learn every day. I think it definitely requires humility for people to say, you know, I mean, I have a business degree, but gosh, I certainly don't know. There's a lot I don't know.
Right.
Getting the expertise you need. And sometimes you definitely have to pay for that. And, you know, just surrounding yourself with really bright people and then executing. And honestly, it's not that hard to start a business. I mean, you get an attorney, you draft your operating agreement, you get your tax ID, you buy a domain name, you know, you buy your domain. I mean, a lot of it is not as daunting as it sounds, but there are so many great resources out there. Like, again, in Kansas City, it's the Kauffman Foundation. So Ewing Kauffman founded Marion Labs, which became Marion Merrill Dow. And their legacy is to help entrepreneurs. There's, you know, so they've got the Kauffman Foundation that has tons of resources. Mm. And I doubt it's just for Kansas City people. I mean, I'm sure you could look at Kauffman Foundation. Henry Block, another one, you know, H&R Block, tons of resources through their foundation. I mean, there's just so many great Kansas City families that it's just a huge entrepreneurial community. I think even if you start with the chamber to help you.
Right. Yes. And I was going to say that too, you know, first people start off with the chamber and then that just kind of gets you connected. So the biggest key in this whole entrepreneurial world is the networking part, because just like Deb said, it's surrounding yourself with people who support you and that who know you and that you know them, because that is what's going to catapult you to your next level and level and level, because there are many levels in this entrepreneurial business.
Right. And, you know, while it will say, I mean, women are so helpful. I mean,
yeah,
you find the right group of women and they will fight till the end of the earth for you. And, you know, again, sometimes it just takes being bold. Like there's a gal in my Pitch Perfect class and she sells healthy snacks and she has them on retail shelves. And I said, can I pick your brain? And I just thought I was going to get 15 minutes of her time. I got an hour of her time and she walked me through the process of her getting her product on shelves. And it was just walking in the stores and being bold and asking and, you know, just because I didn't even know where to start. I mean, I'm a headhunter by day, so I've never sold a physical product.
See?
So it's just picking the brain and just, so it's just asking. I mean, most people, if somebody called me, I'd be so flattered. Like, can I pick your brain on how to do this? And absolutely, I'd be so flattered to help someone.
So did you hear that? So she would be absolutely flattered. So if you have let's just call it an outrageous idea, but there's nothing outrageous about it. It is your imagination at play. And I encourage you to step out and to go do it. Right. So Deb, how can someone get in contact with you and your website?
My website is www.yesathleticsusa.com. We have, you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, all the social channels. Me personally, it's dev.north@yesathleticsusa.com.
And that's your email. Mm-hmm. Yes. Great. I love that. You know, it has been absolutely phenomenal just talking with you, and I'm just so inspired. And I like your quote from Jim Rohn, and it says that you're the average of the five people that you spend most of your time with. And that's the first thing that Deb said. She said, you know, I have an advantage. I really, really have great people that surrounded me to help me to do this. And that's what we're here for. We are here to help you to build your idea to be a big, big, big idea, just like Deb's. She is the example. Thank you so much, Deb, for coming on Bold Girl Biz. And you are the absolute bold girl.
And you're Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm flattered you say that.
Yes, I am truly, truly excited and so, so very grateful to be talking with you. So ladies, again, this is Deb North with Yes Athletics. Get in touch with her, pick her brain. That's what she wants you to do. Yeah. Send an email to her and say, hey, I want to pick your brain. So she would be just flattered. I know. This has been awesome. Thank you for listening today, and head on over to boldgirlbiz.com and get your free guide to resilience and schedule 30 minutes to work personally with me. Don't forget to leave us a review, and I will see you next time on Bold Girl Biz. Hey, thanks for listening to Bold Girl Biz. If you've enjoyed today's lessons learned, leave us a comment or a review. And for today's show notes, head over to boldgirlbiz.com and click podcast. While you're there, you'll find tools to help you power through your journey to success to achieve your goals. Always remember, I believe in you. You are powerful, and you are bold. See you soon.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.